Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today I'm sharing with you my earnestly contending letter for July 2026. And it's titled, You Will Be Like God? You will be like God? Heady pride seeks to be like God. Satan was the first to go there, saying in his heart, I will be like the Most High. Isaiah 14:13-14. Then he said to Eve, You will be like God. Genesis 3:5. Ever since, false teachers have advocated a God complex in one form or another. When it comes to God, there are what theologians call communicable attributes and incommunicable attributes. But only God is God, and only God can do what only God can do. Jesus, being God, the God-man, put on display what only God can do. It was uniquely through him that, quote, the arm of the Lord was revealed, Isaiah 53:1. Jesus claimed to be the Son of God and said that the very works that he did verified this reality, John 10:36-38. No one else can claim this because no one else is the Son of God. Pastor Bill Johnson of Bethel Church in Redding, California, says in his book, The Way of Life, Jesus promised, this is a quote, Jesus promised signs and wonders would follow believers, and that they would do even greater works than he did. Miracles did not stop with Jesus and the apostles. Page 207. Yes, Jesus did say that those who believe in him would do, quote-unquote, greater works, John 14:12. But the sense is in the scope of outreach, not in the quality of sign miracles. Again, he says, quote, he made it possible for those who believe him to experience the same reality he does. Nothing is impossible for those who believe. See Matthew 17:20. Faith gives us access to a realm known only to God. End of quote. Page 40. In his book, Dreaming with God, he says, quote, while it is true that God does not give his glory to another, we're not another. We are members of his body. End of quote. Page 135. On page 38, he writes, quote, John the Baptist passed the baton to Jesus, who passed it on to us, that we might increase. Wow. Bill constantly emphasizes that as believers, we are co-laborers with God in the sense that we are that we now are empowered to do God things. In his book, The Supernatural Power of a Transformed Mind, he writes, quote, we are here as ambassadors assigned, given dominion over a planet to represent his name, to do what Jesus did. Page 152. On page 53, he says, quote, when you've been given the Spirit of God, you lose the privilege of claiming, I'm only human. You are much more than that. End of quote. Bill has developed a theology that says Jesus as a mere man did the miracles that he did, and therefore we can do the same thing. In the Supernatural Power of a Transformed Mind, he says, quote, he, Jesus, had set aside his divinity. He did miracles as a man in right relationship with God because he was setting forth a model for us, something for us to follow. Page 43. While not denying that Jesus was God, Bill denies that Jesus functioned as God while on the earth, thus mitigating the doctrine of the hypostatic union, fully God and fully man, in one person. However, Jesus did what he did as the God-man, and not merely as a man. John said that Jesus did his sign miracles so that we might believe that he is the Christ, the Son of God. John 20:30-31. God in these last days has spoken to us in Son. Hebrews 1:2. And this Son is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature. Hebrews 1:3. Jesus told the Jews that unless they believed in him as I am, the eternal God, they would die in their sins. John 8:24, 8:58-59. Jesus put his finger on the central issue of his ministry in asking, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Peter, under inspiration, responded with, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Matthew 16:13-17. When Jesus calmed the storm, those in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Matthew 14:32-33. Yes, Jesus, in his humbled state of the incarnation, did set aside the independent use of his divine attributes, functioning in absolute dependence upon the Father. But in no way did he set aside his divinity. Rather, he functioned as the God-man through and through. The sign miracles he did put his divinity on display. To bring Jesus down to our level is blasphemously demeaning to Jesus. Thought: Jesus alone is Lord, and we are not him. Neither can we do what he alone can do. This is Pastor Dwight J. Oswald, earnestly contending.